Good morning, Turnerus. I have to say the last couple of days weren't the best ones I ever had. But let's shake it off, right? Let's shake it off just like that, because you're listening to Radio Refuge 106.2, specially for you. If there are any other stations out there, they're probably playing just music. Radio Refuge is playing the best music in the whole goddamn world. So brew some tea, open a can of food and enjoy it while listening to the one and only voice of South Zagoria, bringing you news and entertainment on the radio waves. I have to say that I miss shower, that would take only 5 minutes, you know, without preparing the hot water for an hour or so, boiling it and boiling it and boiling it, like I do it these days. There are so many things that I miss, but also some that one can enjoy, you know, like freedom, endless freedom that tests us as a human being. From what I have seen, most of people have sadly failed that test. Let's crank up some music. I've got a special one for you today, sung for you by Born and Raised in Stockton, California, Chris Isaak, Wicked Game.
No.
know this guy's right? You know how to play some wicked games. I've met ladies that I wanted to love and hate at the same time. So addicting, so lovely, yet so wrong. Women's, can anyone figure them out? I don't think we have enough time to do that, but... Whew, let's talk about one topic that is always good as a conversation starter. Rain. As much as one can love the rain, it has been a significant factor of causes of death lately. Yup, the rain, bringer of fresh water, sign of hope for farmers, combined with low temperatures and sometimes lack of waterproof or warm clothing, rain is taking people away from this world, like the infection. So, even if you want to look fancy, remember to have an extra waterproof clothing in your backpack, because as insignificant as it can be, to some people it can be a lifesaver. If not for you, then maybe for some other poor soul you meet on your travels.
Feel
rain. Yeah, washes away all the sorrows. As I said before, last couple of days have been tough for me. I'm gonna tell you that story to make you think about, hell, I don't know, faith, things that were meant to be, or I don't know, just bad luck. Since few weeks, I've been exchanging notes with a survivor that I've never met. I have never seen him. I didn't know how he looks like. With each note, I was getting more and more eager to get to know a person that's living in the area where I usually travel. Sadly, each day there were only more new notes. Never someone in person. But a few days ago, as I was reaching next village to find a shelter from the rain, I saw a fire at the tree line. I've approached it, and there was a survivor in distress, suffering from the cold. He barely spoke. He introduced himself, but at first I didn't recognize his name. I was too busy trying to build up the fire and get him some warm clothing and try to warm him up, you know. And he looked at me. He recognized my last name and said, "So, you're the guy that's been leaving all the notes?" As I opened my mouth to speak, the flame in his heart died. He was not moving anymore, looking at me with his dead look, and his last words still ringing in my ears.
If this is to end in fire, then we shall all burn together. Watch the flames climb high into the night, calling out, "Father, stand by," and we will watch the flames burn up and on the mountainside high. And if we should die tonight, we should all die together. Raise a glass of wine for the last time, calling out, "Father, watch the flames burn up and on the mountainside. Desolation comes upon the sky. Now I see fire inside the mountain. I see fire burning the trees. And I see fire hollow. So I see fire, blood in the breeze, and I hope that you remember me." Oh, should my people fold, then surely I'll do the same. Finding mountain holes, we got too close to the flame, calling out, "Father, oh, hold fast," and we will watch the flames burn up and on the mountainside. Desolation comes upon the sky. Now I see fire inside the mountain. I see fire burning the trees. And I see fire hollow in soul. I see fire blood in the breeze, and I hope that you remember me. And if the night is burning, I will cover my eyes, for every
And if we should die tonight, we should die together. Raise a glass of wine for the last time. Sorry about that. There aren't too many people around me to talk to, and this thing that I have going on here seems to cleanse my soul. Thank you for listening to me. If you're on the other side of a radio, you're a good woman or a good man. Damn, look at me. Let's shake it off. Let's get me some reply to you guys, because some of you are trying to reach out to me, and I appreciate that. First of all, thank you for all the kind words about my transmission. Thank you, Flynn Falcon. Stay tuned. Tell your friend, tell your family. If you're a cat person, tell your cat that there's a party on the radio waves, and it's right here on Radio Refuge 106.2, where I play music made for you. Second thing, some of you asked me about the gear I'm using. I'm not a specialist. It's a small setup, but the main jewel in it is the Technics gramophone with an inbuilt cassette player. Thanks to a kind radio man that keeps upgrading it with parts that I find, the sound quality should be getting only better and better. And if you still have those vinyls and cassettes, reach out to me. I'm gonna pick them up, maybe trade some valuable things to you for them, you know? They are pretty valuable to me. The more records I get, the more music I can play. So, let's give this guy, the radio man that's been helping me out, a warm applause, and let's listen to some music. It's good, it's well known, and it's Wow! Let's get you another hot record right now, because it's time to say goodbye, it's time to say goodnight. You fellas, tread softly and stay safe, because I've been working so hard and I'm punching that card. Time to dance.
Everybody.